This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Liga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly, presenter and commentator, and with me is Liga and betting expert Steve Wiss. Steve, great to have you on the show.
Rob, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me and hope you're doing well.
Yeah, it's the first one we've done of Liga, and admittedly we're doing it towards the end of the season, but you obviously are across Liga a lot. This is one of your passions. Why did you get into French football in the first place?
Good, very good question, actually, Rob. I follow a lot of football across the world anyway, but I think back, I mean, I've been involved in French football probably for 15 years plus, but my French was quite good back in the day. It's not as good now, but it can still be quite serviceable. I guess something attracted me to that league. Lyon were the dominant side when I first got into French football. I could never really root for Lyon that much. So I was more of a Marseille man. I just got into the passion of it a bit, and it kind of fascinated me how more tactical the league was. It is traditionally a more low-scoring league compared to those in Europe, which is kind of a bit mad from a betting perspective. But once you're hooked on something, it doesn't matter what in life, sometimes you're there.
And I have it with German football as well. I love German football. And once you understand the culture of their football, you're just so in it. You're in the narratives and everything. It's addictive. In terms of the league title race, look, Paris Saint-Germain, they didn't win it last season, of course, but they did win it this season at Canter. But there's still a market around the top of the table you think's interesting.
Yeah, there is. And I think that the interesting market is a winner without PSG. So basically, who's going to finish second? And for a long time, it looked like Marseille were going to be that side. But I think their defeat to Lyon recently has opened the door for Rennes. And you bear in mind, Rennes have got to face Marseille in the last few game weeks. And Rennes have got this incredible goal difference, and they've scored so many goals that the value may well be actually on Rennes to finish second. And, I'm looking at the price now, winner without PSG, Rennes plus 220. There could be a bit of value there. We like a bit of value on here, don't we? So, I mean, there's only three games left, so you're not going to have to wait too long for this future selection. But I quite like that.
Despite winning the league, you know, Mauricio Pochettino expected to lose his job as Paris Saint-Germain head coach. Mm. But we don't have a market on BetRivers, obviously, for him to go. But it's clear that the bookies across the world expect him to head out the door.
Yeah, it looks like the favourite is this manager swap between Antonio Conte. Conte to PSG, Poch back to Spurs maybe. He's the favourite, Antonio Conte, with the UK bookmakers in general, plus 200. A name that's always linked with Paris is Zinedine Zidane. But one thing to bear in mind is that Zidane was born in Marseille, and he once said Marseille are the club of his heart. Marseille, PSG, massive rivals. So I don't actually think Zidane ever would go at PSG, even if he was offered mega bucks. I personally think he's waiting for the French national team job after Deschamps. So an interesting outsider could be Thiago Motta, who's currently managing Spezia in Italy. He played for PSG for 6 years. Yeah. And he's supposedly done very, very well at Spezia. Would be a little bit of a left field selection as such, but it might be the sort of calming pick for a manager that they kind of need rather than this sort of high profile thing. I think Poch has struggled with managing the really big egos at PSG, but maybe someone who's already been at the club and knows some of these guys might work better.
Okay, well, they are champions, but there are still three games to go in the season for all teams involved. And we have eight games this weekend because two of the fixtures have been kicked over to Wednesday because of the Coupe de France final. And we'll get to that, won't we, Steve, a little bit later in the show. But let's start with the Friday game, 3 o'clock Eastern time kickoff, Lille versus Monaco. Huge game for Monaco, just outside the Champions League places at the moment.
Yeah, and Monaco are they're their form team in the league right now. They've won, I think, seven games in a row now. They've come out of nowhere to be back in this contention to get the Champions League spot. You've got to finish third in France. for that to happen. And that would only be a qualifying round anyway, or second place automatic. But they're just so hot right now, Monaco. It's very difficult to go against them. And, you know, this might be the first game of the week, but I would say it's perhaps one of the best picks of the week. I mean, Monaco, you can back them -106. It's quite a good price. Lille just seemed completely lost. I know a lot of their fans are calling for the manager's head, Jocelyn Gourvennec. It just hasn't worked out for him this season. They lost 3-0 to Troyes last week. They've got several suspensions. Renato Sanchez, Burak Yilmaz, with injury doubts, Dzeko and Onana as well. And they just seem lost. So I expect Monaco to really do a job on them here. And it's kind of ironic, Rob, that Lille's nickname is actually Le Dog, but they certainly would not be my dog of the week. Let's just say that.
We'll get to those as well later on. Are you surprised, quickly, Steve, about the drop-off in Lille? I mean, I don't think anyone expected them really to defend their title after what they did last season, but given there was a managerial change and it wasn't loads and loads of players in and out the door, are you surprised that they find themselves 10th mid-table at the minute?
Yeah, I think they're probably two or three places below what I expected, but last year was almost a miracle. Christophe Galtier, losing him as a manager, he's at Nice now. That was the big loss rather than any players that went, really. It was, I mean, you can't take that title away from them. Absolutely brilliant. I don't know whether they're going to stick with the manager or not. It might be that they need to move on. Gourvennec might be better suited to a more sort of lower profile club.
Okay, let's move on to the Saturday game then. Brest versus Strasbourg. That's an 11 a.m. Eastern time kickoff on the Saturday. As Strasbourg go into that, they're sixth in the table, having a great campaign and still dreaming of Europe, of course. From 3-1 down to draw 3-3 against Paris Saint-Germain last weekend was outstanding. But I know you like them at home and you think they're doing very well at the moment.
Well, this is an interesting match. I'm looking at the lines here, and Strasbourg are favourites, -129 favourites. And
yeah,
I think that's because they're more motivated. Brest technically have nothing left to play for. But I'm not sure about Strasbourg in this game. I've got to be honest, Rob. They've got two big suspensions in defence, Alexander Djiku and Gilbert. I mean, those are guys that hardly ever miss a game of football. So I think taking them out of this team will give Brest a chance. And there's immediately a bet that stands, a good pick here that stands out to me, and that is both teams to score, -121. I know the price is not necessarily that juicy, but Brest just have this habit of scoring goals. They don't fail to hit the back of the net very often, but they don't keep many clean sheets either. And usually Strasbourg can be relied upon to keep it more tight. But without those two key men at the back, I think they can be vulnerable. And Brest, they've won their last three. Mm. They're finishing the season with not much pressure on their shoulders. There's a very interesting prop bet for this game, actually, as well. This could be a real value pick. And that is Franck Honorat to score any time for Brest, +440. He's their top scorer with 11 goals. And he's not
so against a Strasbourg team without key defenders.
Yeah, I think if Strasbourg were full strength, I'd be maybe thinking slightly differently. But I think both teams to score is a very solid pick here. And Franck Honorat, a very juicy price, could hit the back of an net for Brest.
Okay, let's go to Sunday's games then. And we start with the aforementioned Lyon, seventh in the table at the moment against Metz, bottom of the table. And no surprise, Lyon, massive favourite here, -235 for the away win. And Metz, +550. Is there anything catching your eye here, Steve?
Maybe in a parlay later, I might be adding Lyon. But Metz are just, they're gone, really. I mean, they're not officially relegated yet,
yeah,
but it's not looking good for them. They've got PSG, I think, last game of the season. I would be very surprised if they survive from here. They blew a 2-0 lead against Montpellier last week. Metz just don't score enough goals, but they do try and keep it tight. Even now, when they're desperate, they're just kind of trying to keep a clean sheet at home and hoping. So it might take Lyon some time to break them down. They're a short price, Lyon. I don't even believe Lyon can actually get in a European place now, but their recent form hasn't been too bad. Another manager under pressure, Peter Bosch, it just hasn't worked out for him at Lyon. I don't know if he's going to keep his job or not. Lyon, -235. It seems fair odds. Difficult. Nothing really catches my eye here. Metz have got a string of injuries, including Fabian Sentonze, an interesting player who Palace and Everton have been linked with this summer for around a 10 million move.
Yeah,
so he's out for the rest of the season.
Lyon coming into this after that win over Marseille, 3-0 victory. That will have buoyed them, surely, Steve, as well.
You just can't trust Leon, though. That's the problem. They never back up a good performance with another one. It's one of the few times all season they've won two games in a row, Rob.
Yeah.
And they've probably been the most frustrating team for the bettors all season because a lot more was expected of them and they just don't back up enough performances. But like I said, their recent form has been a bit better. I would expect them to win. I would say probably 2-0 here is likely, but I wouldn't touch it.
Okay, Sunday, 9 a.m. then, moving on a couple of hours Eastern time. We have Angers versus Bordeaux. Bordeaux beaten 1-0 at home by Nice in their last game. Angers coming to this after a 2-0 defeat at Monaco. Maybe not a surprise given the way that Monaco have been going. Angers 15th and Bordeaux, of course, fighting for survival in 19th in the table. That is an automatic relegation spot in France.
Bordeaux are just a disaster side, really, this season. I mean, they've only kept one clean sheet, Rob, in 35 games. Like, how is that even possible? I mean, even the worst sides, I know.
So
whenever the first thing you look at in any of their matches is the opposition team to score at least a goal against them. And then, so that leads me to both teams to score again here at minus 121 because Bordeaux are giving it everything to survive. I think they can hit the back of the net. Bizarrely, I'm actually slightly more concerned that Angers might not score here because they are missing Sofiane Boufal, who's been easily their best player since the start of 2022. Their form is horrible on Jay as well. I think they're just about going to scrape survival. But if they can't score against this Bordeaux defence, then they can't score against anyone. So I could see even a 1-1 draw being in play here because it wouldn't be a bad result for on Jay and it would just about keep Bordeaux in the hunt for the playoff spot. But both teams to score minus 121, I think. It's probably a fairly solid selection here.
Yeah, Bordeaux have conceded 85 goals in their 35 league games this season. Absolutely staggering. Let's go to same kickoff time, Sunday, 9 a.m. Eastern. Clermont versus Montpellier. Clermont, they've got a lot of fight for, haven't they, here, Steve? Because they're only a couple of points above that relegation playoff spot. Montpellier, nothing really riding on it for their mid-table. And Clermont minus 113 for the win. Montpellier plus 260. Is that where the value's at, or have you seen something else?
This is horrible. I hate this game. Do you ever just look at a fixture and you think, that, like, not just in terms of watching it, but in terms of the actual the odds, I just have no feel for this one at all. It's a real trap game, as you would call it. Clermont have no right to be favourites for any match at the moment. Odds on favourites anyway. You know, it's far too short a price here, minus 113.
You think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love them to win. I quite like Clermont, actually. They have a bit of a really low budget. It'd be nice to see them survive, but I can't trust them. But Montpellier, you couldn't trust them with Monopoly money either, you know, let alone real money. Just a match that I'd have no lean at all in this game at all. I think the only bit of value I've seen is maybe Elie Vahy, the Montpellier striker, to score a goal at plus 260. He's their top scorer, and he's not been in bad form. I could see Montpellier scoring here, but I wouldn't trust them because you're right, they have nothing to play for. Really, really tough game of soccer to predict.
Do you find these difficult at the back end of the season, Steve, when you've got teams that are mid-table? Because it feels like it can go either way. It's either they've down tools, or every game's a free hit, and they're suddenly liberated and go out and you might have loads of goals and they start winning games. It's always feel like a difficult thing to have a punt on.
I prefer it when there's two teams who have nothing to play for against each other because I think that often leads to goals. No pressure, attacking football. In this situation, you're guessing what sort of mood Montpellier are in. I would love to be in that camp this week, whether, you know, they might be up for it or they might not be. And if they're not up for it, they're going to get beaten because Clermont are going to, they're desperate for a
fight.
It's really difficult. And it just depends which version of Montpellier show up. I would lean very, very slightly to a home win, but I couldn't be sure.
Okay, let's go to the next game on Sunday. Same kickoff time, 9 a.m. Eastern. It is Rams in 13th against Lens in 8th. Lens can still technically qualify for Europe and did show some fight, didn't they, last weekend, to come from 2-0 down with 10 men to get a draw against Nantes. What are you feeling about this one?
Another really tough one. I've not even got any sort of selection here I could suggest at all, even a prop bet. It's really difficult because Rams are the sort of side. If this was I tell you what, Rob, if this was sort of midway through the season, I would be all over the home team as a great underdog because they keep it tight. It would be a nil-nil contender, actually. They've got a really good defence and goalkeeper. I think several decent European sides will be after some of their players, actually, from defensive areas in the summer. But again, they've not really got anything to play for. They're locked in mid-table, 43 points. So are they really going to fight that hard? Lens are still in this hunt for Europe. So
yeah,
it's, you can certainly understand why they're favourites, but it's a really awkward place to go. If Rams are up for it, then there's no guarantee Lens will win the game. And that's why they're plus 120 rather than an odds-on favourite. So, I would probably say the tie here is something that could happen. Because even if Lens want to win, they might not be able to break them down. But again, a really, really difficult fixture.
Yeah, that's plus 220 for the tie on Sunday. Just look at these defensive stats for Rest as well. They've only conceded, for Rams this season, they've only conceded 38 goals, which is the kind of defensive record we've seen from Paris, Marseille, yeah, Rennes and Monaco. How have they done that this season? Are they a particularly defensive team, do you think?
They've got good defensive players, Rob. Predrag Rajkovic, the goalkeeper. I think he could be the goalkeeper at any of the top four in France, myself. Wout Faes, 23-year-old, solid as a rock. They've got some good defenders like Thomas Fouque, Younes Abdelhamid. Just really hard to break down. You know, even some of the best sides have struggled to score goals against Rams this season. And if it was any sort of normal time of the year, I would be all over this underdog. But, you know, they might be getting to the stage where they're thinking of those summer holidays now. So I would probably leave this one alone.
Yeah, who can blame them, to be honest? Okay, let's get into more games on Sunday. So we've got the top two in action now. So we can really get into these here. Steve, Lorient versus Marseille, Sunday, 11:05 a.m. Eastern time. Kickoff, Lorient down the bottom. So Lorient can still be caught by Saint-Etienne, can't they? Obviously, 3 points above them. Saint-Etienne in 18th in the relegation playoff position. And Marseille are fighting for Champions League football. They're in a decent spot, aren't they? 3 points clear. Of course, that superior goal difference you mentioned for Rennes. And the price is as follows for the win. Lorient plus 280, Marseille and minus 112. A big game for Marseille. And one they'd be looking at their run-in, you know, and trying to consolidate Champions League football, one they'd expect to win.
The first thing I say for this match, anyone's thinking of betting on it, is look at that result on Thursday, Marseille in the Conference League against Feyenoord. I mean, if that goes extra time and penalties, what are they going to have left in the tank? And if they get knocked out, the mood might be really low. So definitely have a look at that game, see if there's any injuries that come out of it. It's a huge fixture for Marseille. They really need the 3 points here because that Rennes match is coming up very soon. This is a banana skin, no doubt about it. Lorient are the sort of side that are always in this relegation battle. Reminds me a bit what the Southampton were back in the day in the Premier League. I'm sure you can think of some other teams as well. They know how to escape these battles. And it wouldn't actually shock me if Lorient did get something. I think Marseille's class will eventually show through, though. I think this is going to be quite a good game to watch. There'll be a good atmosphere. I think there's going to be goals. I would look at both teams to score. The odds are minus 150. So the lines there are not really what you'd want in terms of good overall juice. But you could also look at over 2.5, minus 129. I think there's goals here. I see Marseille winning. The 2-1 correct score will really just stick out at me. In fact, it may even be worth having a small little bet on that at plus 700 for a bit of value. It just feels right, that sort of score.
They had gone on this brilliant run, hadn't they, Marseille, where they'd won eight in a row in all competitions. And they get beat by Paris Saint-Germain 2-1, win a couple of games, and now they've lost a couple. So they've lost their rhythm a little bit. Can you put a finger on what's happened for them at this stage in the season, because they look nailed on for a return to the Champions League a few weeks back?
Schedule. It's this Conference League. I mean, they're only playing sides like, Feyenoord, and it's not been the worst. PAOK, the Greek side, however you pronounce them over there. Mm-hmm. It's just the matches add up, and they've had to... Dimitri Payet is the key player for Marseille. He's one of the best players in the league, but he's no spring chicken now. I think he's like 35. So in footballing terms, that's quite old, isn't it? And they have to manage his minutes. So I think the schedule has done it really for Marseille, and that's why they might be a little bit flat here, but you've got to give it absolutely everything now. There's no excuses when a match is so important. So I think in the end, the extra quality will find a way to win. But this is, it's a slight banana skin.
And having this factor of the European game, do you wait to see what happens in the game, not only in terms of injuries and potential absentees for the weekend, but what kind of mood they'll be in?
I like goals, whatever. I'll say that. Whatever happens, I like goals and I like both teams to score. But in terms of match result, yeah, maybe you've got to look at if they've had a really torrid Thursday evening, then they might not be relied upon to actually win the game. But if they come through fairly comfortably against Feyenoord, say 3-0 or something, with no major injuries, then I would certainly expect them to kick on and get 3 points fairly comfortably. So you've got to look at that match for sure. It's a factor.
How well has Sampaoli done at Marseille?
I think he's done well. I think what he's done is brought back a more exciting brand of football to Marseille. First time since Bielsa, really, that their matches are quite well worth watching. There was a period midway through the season where, for some reason, their goals dried up. I'm not really sure why that happened, but definitely in recent times, it's been more, Marseille have been much more worthy of watching, again, certainly for the neutral.
Okay, let's go to the final game of the weekend fixtures anyway. There are a couple of outstanding ones still to come. But Paris Saint-Germain against Troyes, the late kickoff on Sunday. That's 2:45 Eastern time in the afternoon. Unsurprisingly, Paris Saint-Germain overwhelming favourites, minus 625 for the win. Troyes plus 1,500 to get a victory at the Parc des Princes. Paris going into that after that 3-3 draw with Strasbourg, where they were 3-1 up, and Mbappe scored a couple. Then a Verratti own goal, and then that 90th minute equaliser they conceded. Troyes not mathematically clear of the relegation playoff spot, but we fully expect them to be safe. Steve, talk us through that 3-3 draw, because it seems like Paris have had a lot of results. They've won games late that perhaps they haven't deserved to win this season. But they've also had lots of games like this where, you know, they just don't seem to have that character that they need to take them to the next level, to that Champions League winning level.
I think they've been experimenting with a new formation recently, 3-4-3. And I think they've looked a little bit more vulnerable at the back because of it. But if you're going to try something out, now's the time, isn't it? I'll say one thing. I think since they got knocked out of the Champions League, the shackles have come off the offence anyway. The trio of Mbappe, Neymar, Messi have definitely gelled a lot better and playing good football. I think they've got quite a few players in their team who are, I'd call them flat track bullies, to be honest, Rob. They love beating up these poorer teams. It's awful, isn't it, really? But they don't always show up in the big games necessarily. But that's maybe a bit harsh on some of the players, in fairness. But they absolutely love beating up these teams. And I think Troyes do fall into that category. There's a lot of... The big question is, what sort of mood are PSG going to be in? I think, personally, they want to put on a show here. And everyone loves scoring goals. I mean, at whatever level of football you play at, you want to score as many goals as you can. So I expect them to dominate this game myself, and there's a few certainly leans that I'm looking towards.
So Kylian Mbappe on 24 goals and 15 assists in Liga this season. I think you mentioned it when you were talking about the Strasbourg game last week, that you know, that the overs mark is always interesting, because as long as Kylian Mbappe is on the pitch, even if PSG aren't playing that well, he can score two or three goals all by himself.
And he is priced at plus 240 to score at least two goals. And that, if you're taking that pick, it might be as good as saying he stays on the pitch for 90 minutes, because he's almost a guarantee to score one. And he's on all penalties now. He does what he wants. Paris are desperate for him to stay at the club, so they're giving him everything, license to do whatever he wants. And I think he can score at least two here at plus 240. To score a hat-trick, plus 900, you could do worse than that in this game, Rob. But I think probably the best selection for the game is for PSG to score over 3.5 goals combined at plus 170. That, I think that's juicy price in a match they should dominate. Troyes they've got a few defensive injuries as well. I think it's going to be men against the boys here, in my opinion, unless PSG just have one of the real slack games. They have a history of really beating up Troyes. I think there was a 9-0 a few years ago that springs to mind. I think they get the job done easily.
So Paris Saint-Germain returned to the Parc des Princes after, I think, for the first time since that Lens game, when they were effectively booed off having won the league and all the fans left the stadium. Absolutely extraordinary. Okay, so that is all the weekend games. Then we have these two which roll over to Wednesday. So we'll explain the situation with this. Nice play Saint Etienne Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. This is all the same match day, in essence, as those other games. And Nantes take on Rennes, who've been on quite the tear and find themselves third in the table. But we have the Coupe de France, the French Cup final this weekend, Steve, of course. Do you want to get into explaining the deal with that and why this is? Obviously, we've had to kick over these two games to later in the week.
Yeah, so these two teams were set to play this weekend in those fixtures, but the Coupe de France final, Nantes against Nice in Paris, Stade de France. Definitely of the two fixtures, Nantes against Rennes in the midweek is the better one. That's a big, big derby of Brittany there, two massive rivals against each other. It's very early, but I would lean towards goals, certainly, and I would lean towards Rennes there. But in terms of the actual Coupe de France final itself, it's a really tough one. It's a great chance for either side to win some silverware. I think the underdogs for this game are Nantes. I think there might be a bit of value taking them to actually win the trophy, to lift the trophy as such. Could be sort of the best price. Plus 140 for Nantes to win the Coupe de France in whatever fashion. It's the sort of game you feel, I think, will be quite tight. Could go extra time, penalties, things like that. I would lean under. You've got to lean under in cup finals, in my opinion. It just can get so tight, but a tough one. But I think the value might just be there on Nantes. You know, they've got a good feeling about them this season.
Last one, the Coupe de France back in 2000, looking to win it for the first time. And first major honour really since Ligue 1, actually, and more than 20 years ago. So does this mean, I mean, same sort of deal, Steve, I suppose, with the European games on the Thursday and those teams involved in that, you would absolutely be waiting for the cup final outcome before betting on Nice and Saint-Étienne. Nice, by the way, at the moment, -175, Saint-Étienne +430 for the win, Nantes +350 for the win, -148 for Rennes for the win in their game.
I think Nice Saint-Étienne is interesting because it affects both ends of the table. Both teams are going to be really up for it, whatever happens in this cup final.
Yeah, I think the versus 18th at the moment.
Yeah, huge. And the other match is massive because it's a local derby. But Rennes are going to have a good 10 days, 11 days preparation, and they're the better side. And I think they can probably, I would definitely lean towards Rennes in that fixture and goals. I think Nice and Etienne is a lot harder to call. Saint-Étienne fighting for their lives. Nice, say it went extra time. Maybe there could be a shock there. Saint-Étienne are quite a big price. So maybe a shock there. But yeah, you've got to look at this, what happens in this cup final, and factor it in. Really, it's a difficult thing to say so many days in advance.
Okay, get to it early next week then. Okay, Steve, we're nearly there. All of the games done. It's time for your final picks. Your best pick of the week first.
I think the actual best pick of the week is Monaco. Straight away, the first match of the week. -106. Lille just completely lost. Monaco won 7 in a row. Keep riding that bicycle until you fall off.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, so dog of the week.
I'm torn between Frank Honorat to score for Brest at +460 and the correct score, Marseille's correct score, 2-1. I've just got a really strong feeling about that. So either of those, but I'll lean towards that. Marseille to beat Lorient, 2-1 +700.
Okay, I like that one. Okay, and you got your parlay. You got your parlay sorted out.
Yeah, I have. I'm going with the big four here to all to win. Monaco, Lyon, Marseille, PSG, +515. I think. Keep it simple. Add them all together. Marseille are probably the most dangerous selection there. But I think that's a pretty good price, really, for all them big four teams to win.
Okay, all the prices available on the Bet Rivers website. Steve, first one down. That was nice and easy, wasn't it? It was all right.
let's hope we get some good results and some good winners from it. But yeah, it was good, Rob.
Have you been doing this season in the Ligue 1 market?
Yeah, I think the certain teams, Rennes have really treated me very well. In the second half of the season, they score a lot of goals. They've won a lot of matches. When they do win, they cover handicaps. So I've loved them. Lyon, less. I've not done so well with them. They spring to mind as a poor team. But yeah, I've generally gone quite well. There's been, I think, over 2.5 goals is nearly at 50% for the league, which is quite high for France.
Yeah.
That's very good. And, you know, home wins have been around 43%, which is very serviceable. I do like a home win. I'm more of a home backer than an away backer. So, yeah, it's generally been a solid season. I struggled a little bit around February. I had some really bad luck, but that's betting for you. You have peaks and troughs, and you've got to ride the tough times, and you've got to ride the good times as well.
We'll see you have good times this week, and I'll catch up with you next week, Steve.
Absolutely, Rob. Take care.
That's all we have time for on the Betting Weekly League Up podcast, brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. All prices, as we mentioned, available at the BetRivers website. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.